Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Terry Howlett, CEO of Skin Visible. Skin Visible trades on the OTC bulletin board. The ticker symbol is SKVI. And the company, Skin Visible, is a research and development company whose primary business objective is to license its proprietary formulations with Invisicare to pharmaceutical and cosmeceutical companies, as well as assisting companies in enhancing their existing skincare products. Thanks for joining us today, Terry.
Thank you very much for having us.
Great. Now, start off by talking about DermaSafe hand sanitizers, which has been found to kill swine flu.
I thank you for that. DermSafe is a product that we've been working in development. I say that from the point of view of development on studies for probably the last 4 years. We knew that we needed to have a hand sanitizer, that was free from alcohol, because we've heard in the hospital environment so many issues with alcohol. You know, if you use it for a long period of time, it's dilapidating to the skin, causes contact dermatitis. So what happens is employees don't use it, and then they're not washing their hands, so there's an issue. So we began to take our technology, which is called Invisicare, and Invisicare is a mixture of hydrophobic and hydrophilic polymers, and they have the unique ability, this is what the key here is to hold active ingredients on the skin for extended periods of time, resisting both wash-off and perspiration. So you can imagine if you could take a product like an antimicrobial hand lotion that wasn't alcohol, in this case we use chlorhexidine glutenate, if you could put that in this emulsion, in the polymer emulsion, and then you could put it on your hands and it would stay there for a long period of time and not wash off, so that every time you came in contact with a bacteria or a virus, if we've tested against those virus, which I'll talk about in a minute here, that you would kill that on contact, then you would stop what we call cross-contamination between people or between hard surfaces where you picked it up and you touched somebody else. And that's what DermSafe is.
Great. Well, yeah, especially living in New York, it'd be great to have a bottle. And so talk about some of the trends in the market and how well-positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, here's a situation right now. As you know, we're living in a world today where just last Friday in the morning, I hadn't even heard of swine flu.
Yeah, right.
The Invisible was involved, though, and very involved 3 years ago during the H5N1 outbreak, the bird flu outbreak. And that's when we were working on developing this product. So what we decided to do at that point was to seek out how could you test against H5N1 to know if you've killed it. We were fortunate to find a virology lab in London, England, called Retroscreen Virology, a division of Queen Mary School of Medicine. And they did the studies. They were able to do studies on H5N1. And we found that this product that we're talking about, DermSafe, got not only an instant kill, but it got a kill on pig skin for up to 4 hours. So that got us very enthused. So at that time, we went ahead and tested other viruses like H3 and also H1N1, which are part of the whole influenza line of viruses. So when the swine flu virus came to light over the weekend, we checked our studies. We saw that we already had got a 4-point log reduction, 4.5 or a 99.99% kill on swine flu H1N1. Then we knew that we had something here. We said we have to get this product to the market. We are approved in Canada for the product. We have a DIN number in Canada, although let me also mention, under the DIN, of course, we can't make viral claims. We know it does it, but we can't make them. But we have that product, and we're about to announce some news on Canada very shortly. In Mexico, we need to get the product there quickly. In the United States, so we because chlorhexidine falls under monograph, we have to apply for a new drug application, so we can't sell the product in the United States. And that's an issue because in the last 2 days we've got hundreds of phone calls from people wanting to buy the product, but we can't sell it in the United States. But we do have a hand care product. We think we need to push the government. We think we need to push the envelope right now, tell people about it, and see if we can't get this product approved so we can get it into the hands of people who need it.
Yeah, certainly. And so what differentiates Skin Visible from other players in your sector that might have the same type of product line? Is it your actual technology? Is it the service or both?
It's the technology. It's the Invisicare technology I mentioned to you. This technology is now patented. We've been granted two patents in the U.S. We've been granted, in the last short time, we've been granted Australia, India, Japan. We know other countries are close to granting us patents, as is the U.S., some more patents. It's all about the IP. That's the value of SkinVisible. We're talking today about a great product we've developed called DermSafe. It's great because we've taken a known ingredient, a molecule that kills bacteria and viruses, and put it into our delivery system. We also develop other products that we work with major pharmaceutical companies and minor pharmaceutical companies, particularly in the dermatology line, where we've developed acne products using existing molecules, antifungals, sunscreen products, et cetera, and developed all those. We have over 25 products, I think, developed on our list that we look to license, and that's what we do. SkinVisible does not really develop and market anything. We develop it, and we license it to these other companies, and they take it there, and they can market it.
So in terms of growth, is it primarily organic, or are you continuing to look for M&A opportunities, or both?
Well, I think both, because on that, what you just said right there, is we've developed these products, so we look to license them out, and we're working with some of the biggest companies in the world right now on licensing those products where they do their studies, et cetera. In addition to that, though, where we really come along is we can work with companies. It's so expensive today to develop new molecules for treatments, particularly for topicals. I mean, most of the money is all going into other areas of internal medicine, okay? So on the topical side, what can you do to improve your product, particularly if it's coming off patent? Let's suggest for a minute, then, and we've got companies like this that have a particular product that they're selling. They're doing $200, $300 million in sales. It's coming off patent next year or 2 years from now, and all of a sudden it's their blockbuster, and now it becomes the generics are in the market. So where we come, we can give what we call life cycle management. We take that molecule, we include it into our delivery system, we can get a new patent on it. That's one thing. Number two is our polymer structures allow us to give a controlled release of the active ingredient on the skin. So you might want 50% of the active to release immediately and the balance over 4 or 6 hours. We can work on that and give you that, kind of a controlled release. So now you have a new story to tell, not only to tell the physician, but maybe it's a better story from an efficacy point of view for the patient. So that's an area that we work in. So we do two. We have our own products we developed that we license out, and we work with other companies on their molecules and our technology.
Great. So, yeah, once again, so I guess in terms of the way the company works within the industry, alliances and partnerships are an important part of the business model.
Oh, absolutely. So from that, our whole revenue source is drawn from license agreements. So while we can develop all of these products, our revenue is not drawn from them. Our revenue is drawn from license fees and from ongoing royalties. So when somebody licenses a product from us, the patent is 20 years, they'll pay us an upfront license fee, usually in milestones, and they'll pay us an ongoing royalty based on their revenues for that indication, for that product, for that indication in that territory. Right now, last year we licensed two acne products into Turkey. We've licensed another acne product into Latin America. So we're worldwide. We're a global company, a global thinker, and we're dealing with worldwide companies.
Right. Well, it certainly sounds like a win-win. And so can you walk us through your background and experience, Terry, as well as some of that of your key management team from our last interview?
Sure. We have we started the business 10 years ago. We started as a one-product company, and then we started uncovering this polymer technology that we had that we really didn't know the benefits of it for other products. So at that point, we decided to not become a retail or a sales organization, but become a research company. Today, we have we're from our point of view, everything's very functional. We're based, as you know, in Las Vegas. We have our own facility, 8,000 square feet here. We have our own laboratory. We have two PhDs on staff that are very, very good in polymer chemistry. They understand it, and they understand the development of these products. A year ago, we brought on a new VP of business development, and that has helped us also reach out because, you know, when you're a small company, you tend to do a lot of things, and that let, from my point of view, I've been here, of course, formed the company 10 years ago, get out of that area and let somebody else work in that area. And so because of that, and because of the IP and the patents being granted, companies are now coming to us where we used to have to go to them. And so from that point of view, I use the term we run a lean, and of course, who doesn't today in the environment we're in, a lean operation. We outsource a lot of stuff from our from a point of view of legal, et cetera, and licensing. But we control everything within here. And as I said, we started 10 years ago. We're here. Our future looks very, very good. This particular product, the DermSafe product, I think has worldwide appeal. We have interest from all the way through from hospitals worldwide to the WHO. And a lot of it goes back to the bird flu when H5N was out, but now we have the swine flu. So we're really excited. I think the market sees that, and as more and more people hear about us, I think that we'll really, really grow this business.
Yeah, it's very understandable. And what objectives and milestones have you and the management set for SkinVisible over the next year?
Well, a lot of it has to do with, you know, as I said, we're sitting here. We want everybody to move quickly, and major pharma doesn't move as quick as we'd like. So while we're working with a lot of big companies on projects, they take their time in doing those. So our whole goal is, having been here 10 years, have invested over $15 million in the development of the company, our major goal this year is to become profitable, and that would be our first year. Okay, so that's what we're working on right now. We've reduced our overhead down to get that done, but at the same time increased our licensing capabilities. And as I said, we're dealing with quite a number of companies right now on licensing different formulations, not just DermSafe, but other ones that we're working on. And to become profitable on that, and of course, from our point of view, then to get the revenues, companies also have to buy the InvisiCare from us. That's another revenue source. It's a small one, but it's a revenue source. But to get those ongoing royalties, that's the key. And then all of that money can flow very quickly to the bottom line for the profit.
Great. And in terms of investors, do you think that investors right now understand the general direction the company is headed in?
I think a lot of them do. I think that a new investor today in the last, you know, he'll just see this one product and think we're a one-product company. Until they take the time to look at it and really understand the company and go to our website, skinvisible.com, and have a look at it and see what we do. And we have another website called invisicare.com, which is the technology. Go to that site and say, oh, I didn't know you do all of that. We hear that from time to time. I didn't know you did all of those things. And it's hard to put that story out because we're not just a one-product company. We're like a big consumer company. We sell lots of things. But all base, we don't develop anything or work on anything unless it's got InvisiCare in it.
Okay, and once again, joining us today is Terry Howlett, CEO of SkinVisible. Once again, the company trades on the OTC bulletin board, the ticker symbol SKVI, and once again announced that the DermSafe hand sanitizer kills us the swine flu virus. And currently, the company is trading at 11 cents a share. And so before we conclude, Terry, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider SKVI as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, one of the things I was just thinking while you were talking there, if you go to our website and you see on there, there's an analyst report. I think the third update was done on it not very long ago, and values the company at $60 million. Today, we have a market cap of $8 million. So I tell people, and a lot has to do with a small business, the times we're in. I say, look at, you know, have a look at that. Understand, read the report, see what they say about us, because they're independent from us, and look at the market cap and say, hey, you know, if 60 million is too high in your mind, 8 million is probably too low. Somewhere in between there is the right price for you as an investor to say, you know what, I'm going to buy this company, I'm going to stay with it, and I'm going to take it to this particular point. And at that point, I'll have a look at it and see where they're at. That's what I think. And so I think that SkinVisible is a great buy at these prices. As I said, we've been here 10 years, and this product right here, this DermSafe, could catapult us big time.
Great, certainly, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. Always great to have you, and thanks for updating us today, Terry.
Thank you very much, Juan.